Stuxnet was thought to be a world first, the very moment that cyber warfare became real, but this could rewrite that history. This NSA cyber weapon is just as devastating, predates Stuxnet by 4 years, and is even sneakier. There's a bit of a story behind this one. In 2017, the NSA suffered a devastating leak. For the first time ever, a treasure trove of their hacking tools could be downloaded by anyone for free. The tools were developed by the Equation Group, a highly sophisticated, super secretive hacking group within the NSA, and now their scripts, exploits, and source code had been leaked by a group calling themselves Shadow Brokers. And almost 10 years later, to this day, no one knows who's behind Shadow Brokers. Russian hackers, a disgruntled NSA employee, 10 years on, it's still a total mystery. One of the leaked tools that initially didn't get much attention was called Territorial Dispute. It's kind of like a little antivirus scanner. After NSA hackers compromised a machine, this tool would run scans for other advanced malware made either by the NSA themselves or other nation-state hackers. It would detect known signatures before advising the NSA operatives on what to do next. Is the detected malware friendly, dangerous, or unknown? And of all the hundreds of different kinds of malware on the list, one stands out: Fast16. Upon detection, NSA hackers were told, "Nothing to see here, carry on." This was the only reference to Fast16 in the entire Shadow Brokers leak, and it was totally forgotten about until 2019, when a researcher came along and discovered a sample of the actual Fast16 malware hidden deep in the archives of VirusTotal. Interestingly, it was uploaded a whole 6 months months before the Shadow Brokers leak. But Fast16 wasn't thought to be anything special, assumed to be just another NSA hacking tool, of which there are many, and was again forgotten about until just a few months ago, when one of the researcher's colleagues, now armed with the power of AI, decided to try reverse engineering the malware using Claude. But unsurprisingly, that didn't work out very well, so he decided to do the reverse engineering himself. The world-famous cyber weapon Stuxnet worked by targeting the industrial hardware controlling centrifuges, which were enriching uranium for Iran's nuclear program. And fun fact, you can actually pick up the exact type of programmable logic controller that Stuxnet's targeted on eBay if you want a bit of cyber warfare history. The infected PLCs would subtly increase the speed of centrifuges, not enough for anyone to notice, but just enough to slowly stress out and eventually damage hundreds of centrifuges, setting back Iran's nuclear program by years. Stuxnet is thought to be a world first, a landmark event in cyber history, the first time that cyber warfare had real IRL consequences. But researchers think that title might actually belong to Fast16 instead. They discovered that Fast16 targets a few different kinds of 3D simulation software, one of which being LS-DYNA. It's an industry-level tool used to model physics. Here it is simulating a Lego Porsche and Bugatti smashing into each other. And if you compare it to an IRL video of a crash, frame by frame, the accuracy is remarkable. But to do this, this kind of software needs to be incredibly precise. Enter Fast16. After infecting a computer running LS-DYNA, Fast16 would alter the calculations behind the simulations. Just like Stuxnet, it would do it very subtly, not enough to be obvious, but just enough so that any manufacturing done based on those 3D simulations would be flawed, with potentially catastrophic consequences. But the NSA didn't create Fast16 to sabotage toy cars. A certain other demographic is also very interested in simulating physics: nuclear engineers. LS-DYNA is known to be capable of modeling ballistic missiles and physics related to nuclear weapons, with evidence suggesting that Iran may have been using the software to aid in their nuclear research. The consequences of manufacturing a nuclear weapon with calculations corrupted by Fast16 is a guessing game. Perhaps the ballistic missile would burn up in the atmosphere, or it just wouldn't go boom. The malware also had what's described in code as a wormlet feature. It copies itself to other computers on the network by exploiting Windows Network Share before scanning for a list of antivirus software. If none are found, Fast16 would be installed. Based on several clues, like the fact that Fast16 won't run on anything newer than Windows XP and will only work on single-core CPUs, it's thought to have been deployed around 2005. But Fast16's presence in the Shadow Brokers leak doesn't totally prove it was the work of the NSA. It could have been developed by someone else. However, despite all the clues lining up here, that it targeted 3D modeling software thought to be used by Iran, and that it was developed around the time of Stuxnet, there's no direct evidence that FAR-16 was successfully used against Iran's nuclear program. However, the researchers did point out that North Korea's nuclear program experienced several unexplained failures around the time, notable because FAR-16 also targeted 3D modeling software made by a Chinese company. The two researchers who reverse-engineered the malware have a technical write-up, which I'll of course link in the description. They've also done a Black Hat talk, which isn't yet public, but when it is, I'll make sure to link it down below. If you found this video interesting, make sure to subscribe for more hacking news, and as always, I'll see you in the next video. Have a good one.